Hello and welcome to this ARC Advisory Podcast. I'm Jason Anderson, Vice President of Product Management and Strategy at Stratus. And today I'm joined by Craig Resnick, Vice President and Analyst at ARC Advisory.
Hey, great to be with you today, Jason.
Great. Today we're going to talk about when remote application monitoring at the edge is critical. And really what that's all about is in times of crisis where people have been asked to stay home, critical machines and applications that supply urgent services and production must always be available. And there must be absolutely no downtime. But how can you manage and monitor applications in order to protect against failures that could threaten productivity, product fulfillment, or in some cases, even lives? The concept of remote application monitoring at the edge, the actual source where data generation analysis is done, is an increasingly necessary approach when humans should not be exposed to a harsh or dangerous production environment. Yet, how can you achieve consistent application monitoring infrastructure that is devoid of people while ensuring you have the ability to manage and monitor at a safer remote location? Craig, today we'll be discussing the new needs of remote application monitoring at the edge, especially in crisis times, and how you can prepare for the next threat.
Hey, how you doing today, Jason? Some of the things that, we probably want to discuss, some of the areas, like, for example, examples of what companies are beginning to do as they begin to, kind of move ahead with their digital transformation journey and some of the things, like examples, let's say, such as edge computing. And one of the things that we're finding is that they need to kind of bring the control room and the factory floor and be able to visualize it and control it from any location. And some of the challenges that they have along those lines is subject matter expertise. Because if, for example, you don't have the people on the factory floor in the control room and that can keep bringing that information with them, they have to have that information not only where they're physically located, but they need to be able to communicate with the necessary subject matter experts so they can get that information in real time to that person and be able to provide kind of that their own subject matter expertise and their other knowledge and information that they need to provide them with the guidance that's needed on the factory floor, even if they're not located on the factory floor or if there's a skeleton crew of people on the factory floor. So a lot of the times we're using some of the newer technologies, like they may be looking for things like augmented reality to kind of supplement what they're looking at from a remote access so they can either make decisions themselves from off-site or provide guidance to the skeleton crew that may be located on site. So augmented reality is definitely a key technology that people are looking for today. And it's something where a lot of times edge computing provides a lot of that supplemental information that's required to run that software. Also, for example, when it comes to training, many times if you're in a situation that now people are being asked to do multiple disciplines from their job, they've never had necessarily the luxury of having the training, and they haven't even had the luxury of having the expertise or the experience performing some of those roles. So what we're finding is that the use of virtual reality is really key to having when people are located in remote access, so they can have the necessary simulations. And they can now make decisions based on any sort of different scenarios. When a lot of times when people think of virtual reality, they think of things such as gaming, and they even think of, for example, what pilots have been doing for many, many years, going into the simulator to practice for disaster situations, as they're flying, and how to avoid those situations. And we're seeing that technology really being brought to the factory floor to help us train and supplement the knowledge of people so they can work remotely and make the right decisions. So, because what we see in the future is there's going to be more of a mix of a hybrid mix between employees on site, many times with social spacing and measures taken, and then the remote workforce. But at the same time, we really can't compromise the knowledge management that's required as the workforce has been disseminated and spread out in different locations. And the most important thing, though, is that we maintain real-time access to this information. And most important, we have to have what we call as a single version of the truth. We can't have an operator at home seeing one set of information someone who's still within the factory seeing some other information, and now they can't make the right decisions because they're getting the wrong input. So you need to have these remote solutions tied to edge control must make sure that whatever information they have, it's the same set of information and provides that single version of the truth.
I see. So, I mean, the question here, of course, is you talked a lot about change in technologies and new technologies, and some companies are now cutting back production or even shut down altogether. So, you know, budgeting and cash for this is going to be a challenge for these folks for some time. Can they afford to kind of just think about this from a budgetary perspective, or are there ways that maybe there's some shortcuts or small investments they can make up front to get going and maybe have an even outsized impact on the organization?
You know, no company can only think about, you know, budget cuts for the long term. I mean, we understand that there's certain cuts that need to be made for kind of a short-term preservation of cash, but you still have to think in terms of strategic investment for the long term. But the thing is that even if you're in a situation now where cash is tight and budgets are tight, you know, there's no reason that you can't be thinking in terms of making the small scalable investments and high return on investment applications. And that's something where companies really need to be focused on. So as we want to talk about edge control, for example, as, you know, and how that can be applied, you know, what edge does is it enables local data collection, you know, where the process is running. It requires now the fact that in real time, you're able to embed the necessary, for example, analytics software that can be embedded into that edge device. So it helps with applications like real-time management of supply chain and providing real-time information to do the remote access and control of assets or the plant floor or flat factory floor that's required. And the beauty here is, especially in tight budget environments, is you don't have to do a full rip and replace of the existing assets, which does take a lot of CapEx money, for example. It's a situation where many times the edge devices can be adapted to the existing assets on the plant or factory floor. And so you're now able to take advantage of what's already installed rather than having to start from scratch and do something where you'd have a major CapEx expenditure, which is going to be certainly very, very difficult to come about in these difficult times.
Okay. So while we're talking about remote operations, remote monitoring, what will the automation engineer require, right? What will that person need to be looking for? What types of needs are they going to have to make it successful, especially in edge computing, which is what we're talking about today?
Well, you know, engineers, first and foremost, if they want assurances in anything, it's really going to be in the area of cybersecurity. You know, one of the reasons that remote operations, remote monitoring, there's been certain plants, certain applications, there's been a hesitancy in the past is because there's been this fear factor that, you know, is this an application that can be hacked or compromised? And what type of negative ramifications would that have to the plant? So they certainly have to make sure that any sort of edge computing platform, that the necessary cybersecurity precautions have been taken and can be proved. You know, the other thing is you need to make sure that when you have, with the remote access, that, you know, access and control is based on having a unique combination for everybody's roles. There are certain people within the plant that should have the ability to visualize things only. There's certain people in the plant that should have the ability to visualize and control, and that access is going to change from person to person and process to process. So you really need to make sure that these solutions have that ability, and that which certainly can be done through edge control. The other thing that's required is, you know, when people are used to the factory floor, they think of things such as, you know, PLCs and PACs and DCS systems that have been sometimes running for 30 plus years and have never failed because they're extremely durable and rugged, you know, and they're resistant to any possible unscheduled downtime. And that's something that they've grown accustomed to with their existing install base of automation equipment. So they make sure they look for solutions that are not only very scalable, but can be added to assets from, you know, with multiple generations, knowing the fact that you're going to be working with some of that, you know, 30-year-old equipment that has never failed, and they don't really, is probably not going to get replaced anytime soon in some cases. So it needs to be in a situation that you can be gathering and processing data from assets that, you know, maybe could be beyond a generation, maybe back into the 1980s and sometimes even before. And that's one of the reasons why a lot of people look to edge solutions, because edge solutions have the ruggedness and durability and the ability to be designed for factory floor, plant floor applications. And they have the ability to be bolt-on type of applications where they can be used to gather data from existing assets of multiple generations and do it in a cyber secure fashion. So it's something that so edge platforms are well designed for the requirements of the factory floor, and I think that's something that really meets a lot of the requirements of the automation engineers today.
Well, great, Craig. Thank you. Thanks for your insights and your thoughts, and thanks to everybody for tuning into the podcast.
Excellent. Great to be here today, Jason. Thank you.